Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 52, verses 8 and 9. But I am like an olive tree thriving in the house of God. I will always trust in God's unfailing love. I will praise you forever, O God, for what you have done. I will trust in your good name in the presence of your faithful people. This passage begins with a but, because David is contrasting himself with Doeg, the Edomite, who'd been seeking to stir up trouble for him with Saul. David had some harsh things to say about Doeg, who had been bent on David's destruction. He reflects that he decided to live his own life very differently. His desire was to be like an olive tree, which was not only famous for surviving well in a demanding and hot climate, but also for its longevity. Olive trees often survive for over 1,000 years. They only have a shallow root system, but their tap roots keep them supplied with moisture even in the harshest terrain. Like David, many of us will have met people like Doeg, who see it as their business to trip us up. It's really tough when that happens. However, the reality of life in a sinful world is that we're bound to run into challenges, so we all need to know that we have an extensive root system that is able to give us nourishment and strength that we need. David found his strength from God in various ways. He was often nourished by reading the word of the Lord. It's good to remind ourselves that for David, this was the Pentateuch, the first 5 books of the Bible. He also loved to worship with other people as they met together in the tent of meeting that he'd brought up to Jerusalem. Above all, he had a continual conversation with God in prayer. God can strengthen us in an endless variety of ways. Our task is to make sure that we put down tap roots that will continually give us God's nourishment to sustain us, however tough the opposition. So let me ask you a question. If you've experienced troublemakers in your life, how did you find strength to cope? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that you are constantly wanting to nourish us as we face the challenges of our lives. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.